Okay, so we're going to start from the bottom of Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom. So the Mishnah says this problem. Kosher Nimo B'Mikdash. So what happens if you have an instrument that a string instrument, and the string ripped on Shabbos? So the halacha is Kosher Nimo B'Mikdash. You're allowed to retie that string in the Beis HaMikdash, Avaloi B'Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. As we discussed numerous times, the Mishnayos over here are discussing cases that are a Shvus, that are only Asa Midrabanan. And since for the sake of doing an avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the halachos of shvus don't apply or don't interfere. So we're going to allow you to fix something, even though you're going to be doing it a shvus. So that's why outside of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be aser, because it's regular stamped into Rabbanon that it's aser. However, since it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be mutter. So included in that case, according to this Mishnah, is the case of fixing a string that ripped on a string instrument. However, if the instrument was not on the instrument yet, the string was not there, so now you want to put the string on for the first time, that is not going to be done. So as Rashi explains, because the simple difference is that if the string was on the instrument, that means the instrument was really ready to be used, and now something happened on Shabbos, so you need to fix it on Shabbos. Whereas if you didn't string the instrument before, you should have really done that Erev Shabbos. There's no excuse to do that on Shabbos. And that's why if you're putting the string on for the first time now, that's not going to be permissible. Now, one other thing that Rashi points out is that the instruments itself, using the instruments on as part of the Avodah, is a chelik of the Avodah itself. It's a machlokes in the Gemara and Sukkah, but we're going to go according to the Mandi Yomer that it is a chelik of the Avodah itself. And that's why the Shvus is not going to interfere with your ability to fix the instrument for the Avodah on Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'raimini, I'll ask you as a contradiction, Nimas Kimar, if you have the string of a harp, Shanifsaka, that broke on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie it, Eloinva, you're allowed to make a bow. So it seems to be that our Mishnah that says you're allowed to tie it is in contradiction, it's in conflict with this Brisa that says you're only allowed to make a bow. So the Gemara answers like Kasha Rabbanu Ha Rebbe Lozer. So the first attempt of the Gemara is that this is machlokes in the Gemara on Shabbos, whether or not you're allowed to do things on Shabbos that are for the sake of a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you're doing something, no matter what it is, if it's for the sake of doing a mitzvah on Shabbos, like for example, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos uses the example that you have to do a bris on Shabbos, so you're allowed to do even an av malacha, even a malacha daraiso, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, like preparing the knife on Shabbos, if it's for the sake of doing a mitzvah on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Eliezer over here also says, really, making a knot on Shabbos is aser, but don't worry about it because it's for the sake of doing an avodah, it's mutter, it's a mitzvah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Machshir Mitzvah. Oh, and the Gemara explains, Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Machshir Mitzvah, Doichinus Shabbos. Even preparing for a mitzvah pushes away Shabbos. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Kaishos, you're allowed to tie it. Rabbanan, the Amri, ain't Doichin. According to the Rabbanan, that's saying, it's not Doichin Shabbos, but you're only allowed to make a bow, which is not an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara says, "I Rabbi Eliezer, afilu chatchila nami." Remember, the last line in the Mishnah was that if you're not allowed to put the string on the instrument in the first place. But that's not true. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that says you're allowed to do anything for the sake of a mitzvah. So you should be allowed to even put the string on in the first place on Shabbos. So it can't be Rabbi Eliezer shita. Ela loikasha ha Rabbi Yehuda v'ha Rabbanon. It's a machlekes according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, as we're going to explain that according to Rabbi Yehuda also, Rabbi Yehuda says that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that making a bow is also aser deraisa, so there's no real difference between making a bow and making a knot. So, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to prepare a mitzvah for the sake of a mitzvah. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, so it doesn't make a difference. That's why our Mishnah says you can even make a knot. And the Rabbanon, on the other hand, say no, a knot is an issur deraisa. A bow is only an issur derabbanon. An issur derabbanon we never have an issue with, so that's why you're allowed to do that. That's why the Brisa says you're allowed to make the bow. So the Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yehuda, Libidman. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that it's an Issur D'Oraisa anyway, so you're allowed to do it, which shita is he really following? Now on top of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah, so come Rafi L'chad Filanami. Once again, you have a problem with our Mishnah. Why is it saying putting the string on in the first place is going to be also? You should be allowed to do that even L'chad Chilo, if you're following Rabbi Eliezer shita. So the Gemara says, you're right, so it can't be Rabbi Huda Shita either. It's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. We're actually going according to the Rabbanon that say that a machshir, that a shvus is not going to be a problem. You're allowed to do that. The Rabbanon say that we're going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to do something for the sake of a mitzvah on Shabbos, and that's why you're allowed to even make a knot. However, they're going to disagree with Rabbi Shimon on one point. They're going to disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on the point that if you could have done it on Erev Shabbos, you should have really taken care of it Erev Shabbos. Why? The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Ben Levi shenifsekol nima b'kinur. If you have a Levi that was supposed to be playing the harp on Shabbos and the string broke, kaisra, you make the knot. Reb Shimon Oimer, Oinva, Reb Shimon says, no, you're only allowed to make a bow. And Reb Shimon would be the mandiyamer in the brisa that says you make a bow. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Oimer, af he ain't a meshmas kol. Reb Shimon, this is a third sheet. Reb Shimon ben Elozer says, you know, making a bow or even making a knot in the middle of the string is not going to help you because at the end of the day it has to come out with a beautiful sound. And if you're tying a string in the middle of a middle of an instrument, it's not going to come out so nice. El mishalshel milamata v'kairich milamalo. He says like this. You know that every, let's say a violin, for example, the string at the end of the peg has a lot of extra string on it. So what you do is you continue pulling the string that's on the peg already all the way down. You don't tie it in the middle. Rather, you just pull the extra string all the way down and you tie it to the peg at the end. Or if it's on the string is on the extra part on the bottom, on the top, and you tie it on the bottom. But the point is that you are going to not, you're basically going to restring it. Not that you're going to put on a new string that didn't exist from beforehand, but you can take the string that's there. Instead of making a knot, you can pull it down and retie it that way, but not that you're making a bow in the, or even a knot in the middle of the instrument. Okay, v'ibay same another teretz is havah rabbanon, really going to the rabbanon that you're not allowed to do something, you're not allowed to make a knot on Shabbos. For like kasha kan be'emtza kan menatzad, it depends on where the instrument ripped. Really, you're allowed to make a knot. But it depends where if the instrument ripped in the middle, so then you have no choice, you have to make the knot. If the instrument was on the side, so on the side you can make a bow, it's not going to interfere with the music that you're going to have, so it's better you should make a bow instead of making a knot. That's one teretz, it's just a practical teretz. V'ibay say mahova hova emtza, that it ripped in the middle, so what's the machlekes? Mar sava gazrin or mar sava le gazrin? Since there is a possibility over here of making a bow in a way that it won't interfere with the music, so the question is whether we're allowed to make the knot in a way that won't, whether, since there is a possible way to do it without doing an Issur D'Oraisa, so do we have to be makbid to do, even in the middle, makbid not to, in other words, even when I could have done it in a way where I had two options in front of me, I can do it in a way where it's not, where it works, there is another way to do it where I'm not over anything either. So that's where we have to make the gezeirah. That's the machlokes. According to our Mishnah, it says, no, just make the knot. Even though I could have done it another way, but right now, this is what has to be done. I have to make the knot here, in the middle of the instrument, so I can go ahead and make the knot. And Reb Shimon says that even if I'm allowed to do a machshir mitzvah, but since there's a possible way of doing it without, I can make a bow instead of making a knot, and that will accomplish the same thing, so I have to make the knot, and I'm not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the last teretz of the Gemara. Okay, new concept, new halacha. Same idea though. What's mutter in the Beis Hamikdash? It says chaytin yabeles b'mikdash. So you're allowed to cut off a, let's call it a wart, something that would make a mum and make a kayin puzzle from doing the avodah. You're allowed to cut that off in the Beis Hamikdash. Avaloy b'medina. But you can't do that outside of the Beis Hamikdash because that would be fixing the person. You're not allowed. So now, it doesn't even say over here what we're talking about, whether we're talking about on a person or we're talking about on an animal. But the point is that you need to get rid of this wart in order to be able to do the avodah. So you're allowed to do that in the Beis Hamikdash. However, this is talking about you're going to do it with your hand. Then the kli, if you want to use a kli, which may be a melacha d'araisa, kan b'kan osur, it's going to be osur even in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the basic line that the Mishnah says.
The Mishnah is talking about the animal.
The Mishnah is talking about the animal, right? It's not talking about the person. Later on, the Gemara is going to be on the Beis. We're going to talk about if the mum is on a person. Here, we're also talking about if the abelis, the wart, is on an animal and it's going to create a mum. So, if that's the case, the Gemara says, "I'll ask you a contradiction." For a minute, this is a contradiction. Her kivu. If this is talking about where Shabbos falls out on Erev Pesach, and you have to be able to bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of shechting your Karban Pesach. So how do you get the animal to the Beis HaMikdash? Here, kivu, you put it on your shoulders. The Haveisoy Mechutz L'Tchum, and the Chiddush is over here that even if the animal's outside the Tchum, you're allowed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Those are the first two cases, but what we care about is the chatichas yabaltoi, and also cutting off the wart that makes it a mum. And in other words, once you take off the wart, it's kosher. Ein doichin. According to the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to be doicha Shabbos for that. So you see, you're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer doichin. Rabbi Eliezer says you are able to be doicha Shabbos for it. It's mutter. Now, so the contradiction over here is that we see, according to the Tanakhama, anyway, it's not doicha Shabbos. And our Mishnah says that in the Beis HaMikdash, it is mutter. So what's the halacha over here? Is it mutter or is it aser? Forgetting about Rabbi Eliezer for a second, the Gemara is going to turn that around. But for the time being, the contradiction is based on the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chanina, they answer the stira as follows. Chad Omar, hova ha belacha v'loy kasha. In other words, you say, it could be that the type of wart that we're talking about over here and in the Braisa, maybe two different types of wart. Say, no, really the wart is talking about a wet wart, which means something that has to be removed. It's a real wart. But there's no contradiction, like kasha kan b'yad kan b'kli, that the Mishnah over here is talking about doing it with your hand, and that's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah in Psachim, or the Braisa in, it's a Mishnah in Psachim, the Braisa in Psachim is talking about that you're doing it with a kli, and that's why it's going to be usur. That's one possible way to answer it. We're talking about that you're using your hand, so you're not really going to be doing anything daraisa. Or another answer is that the Mishnah over in Psachim is talking about aleicha, which is a real wart that's going to be a problem, whereas the Mishnah by us is talking about a yevesha. It's a dried out wart where you're not really doing anything, as the Gemara is going to explain, that you're not really doing anything else, and that's why our Mishnah says it's going to be mutter. Okay, now the problem is with each one of these terutzim that you have. What about the other way around? In other words, if you're talking about a yevesha, what's the halacha about with a kli, and so on and so forth? So let's see what Gemara is going to say. L'man de'amar habayad habakli. If you want to make the distinction, one's that it's usur to do it with a kli, but it's mutter to do it with your hand. My time aloy amar habaleicha habayevesha. Why doesn't he explain that the simple difference is it depends what kind of wort, whether it's a wet wort or it's dried out? So the Gemara says amaloch. Because I'll say to you, I can't say it's yevesha. Yevesha, I feel a kli namishari. Because if you're talking about a dried out wort, and our Mishnah, and that's how you want to explain why our Mishnah is mutter, how do you explain the end of our Mishnah that says kan vakan is usher? If it's talking about a yevesha, a dried out wort is really nothing. It's just dead skin. It's nothing. So it would be completely mutter, even be kli. So that cannot be the explanation to our Mishnah. See, right? So I feel a kli namishari would be mutter. My time, and what would be the reason why it would be mutter? Afruchi ifricha, it's just, it's falling apart. It's just, it's when you're scrapping it, scratching it off, it's not really considered cutting something off or being misakin anything. It's really a nothing. So that cannot be the explanation to our Mishnah that it's talking about a yevesha, because then the kli part of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Now, the mandiyamar habalecha, bahavi yevesha, and how do you, according to the mandiyamar that says, well, let's make the difference. Mutter also depending on whether it's dried out or it's still wet. My time alo yom or habiyad habakli. Why doesn't he give the simple teretz that it depends whether you're doing it with your hand or your kli? Amar loch, the kli, if you're talking about a kli, that's why it's aser, hatanan, it already says that in our Mishnah, in bekli, kan vakan aser. It already says that in our Mishnah, makes that difference between the hand and the yad in our Mishnah here in Erevin itself. So why would you need this, the Braisa and Psachim? It's not adding anything. So that can't be that's the difference between Erevin and Psachim. Because that difference is already within the Mishnah itself. Ve'iduch, so how does he explain why we need the Mishnah and Psachim? Hadik tani hoso mishum de kaboyi iflugi revelos of rabbanon. I'll tell you why. You're right. Psachim is not adding anything, except don't forget there's a machlekes in the Gemara and Psachim, whether or not Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's mutter even bekli. So the Gemara says, okay, ve'iduch. So now, why doesn't he recognize the fact that we need the Mishnah and Psachim to tell us the machlekes between Rav Elazar and Rabbanan? He says, dum yedarkiva ve'evasai mechutz l'tchum k'tani. Because the case of the don't forget that the Braisa in Psachim brought other cases also. The first two cases were that you put the animal on your shoulder, you're carrying the animal, or you're bringing it outside of the tchum. The Rabbanon, those are only Isuri de Rabbanon. Those are Isuri de Rabbanon. And that's why we explain those are only Isuri de Rabbanon. So the case is, one second, I lost track of what we're up to. So that's why.
You don't want to make the case of the Yavelas and Isuri de Raisa.
Right. So that's why you don't want to, right.
The Kli, it's the Raisa.
Right. If you say that the difference is that the case of the Bryce of our Mishnah already, even if though our Mishnah already had the case of the kli is aser, but we don't want to make the braisa in Pesachim also be talking about a kli, because that would be an iser deraisa. And the case, according to at least this Mandi Amar, says the cases in Pesachim are really only talking about cases derabbanon. The iduch, he says, no, it's not true. They're not cases derabbanon. Kivu deloy kirebi nasin. That riding on your shoulder, we don't hold of like Reb Nosson, the Amar Chai Noisei Esatzmei. See, according to Reb Nosson, putting it on your shoulder, putting an animal that could walk on its own, putting it onto your shoulder is only an Issa Durabana, because there's a concept of a Chai Noisei Esatzmei that a live person or live animal can carry itself. So you're not really doing anything. But if we don't agree with that, that means holding a baby or somebody that can walk on their own, holding them, like according to us, is an Issa Daraisa. So it's going to be aser. So it's not only a din derabbanan. And also, aviyah mechutz l'tchum, and this concept of bringing something from outside the tchum, k'rabbi Akiva, the amar tchumim de'araisa. So he holds that those cases are really, are cases de'araisa. So therefore, the case of the kli also is a case of a kli, is aser de'araisa. Okay. Now, mazab Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha, amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer answered, responded in that price over there. Kal v'chomer. You're allowed to shech the animal even though that's an Issa D'Araisa. It's Doicha Shabbos. Elu Shemishum Shvus ain't a din Shadoicha Shabbos. So those things like carrying the animal is only a din Shvus. So certainly it should be Doicha Shabbos. So what do we see from that kasha? We see from that kasha that he held that obviously the cases in Psochim were only a din Rabbanan, right? Because that was the whole basis of his kasha. Why? Those are Rabbanan, so this is also Rabbanan. So how do you explain that? So how do you explain, according to the Mandiyama that wants to explain that Braisa is talking about Isur Deraisa? Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Hava Ha Biyat. You're right. Really, we're talking about the way to explain the Mishnah and the steer or the duplication between the Mishnah and our Braisa is really talking about you using your hand. The Shvos Mikdash B'Mikdash Etiru, Shvos Mikdash B'Medina Lo Etiru. A new answer. The difference is between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Pesachim is that our Mishnah is talking about an event that took place inside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's mutter. Whereas the case of the case of Pesachim is talking about where you want to take off the abelis, you want to take off the wart in your own home to prepare the animal to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but you're not doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's going to be aser, because it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that's the distinction he wants to make. So Yosef, that's Rabbi Yosef. So Yosef Abaye v'kamer lo l'hoshmaitz. He was repeating this difference, this shmaitz, this idea that outside of the Beis HaMikdash it's not going to be mutter, even though it's for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash. So Eisvei Rav Safra, the Rabbi, so Rav Safra asked Makasha. Hoya, a Mishnah we had earlier in the Masechta. Hoya Kari b'Sefer al Eskupa. If you're reading a Sefer Kodesh on the doorpost, something in front of the house in the Carmelist, when the scalgal a sefer miyada and it rolled out of your hand, go to the letzel, you're allowed to wrap it up in front of you. So it said that it's mutter. Now the Gemara wants to compare. This is a case where even though it's not in the base of Mikdash, it's sifrei kodesh are the same thing as something for the sake. It's a davar b'kedusha, and that's not happening in the base of Mikdash. And still we say that it's mutter to wrap it up. So we see even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're dealing with Divrei Kedusha, it's mutter. So how come over here, if it's your Karban Pesach, it should be mutter even outside the Beis HaMikdash? Why? And we don't make a gezeira, Dilma Nafo Va'osi La'asuye. And we're not worried that, oh, maybe it'll fall out of your hand completely and you'll carry it from the Rishus HaRabim back to the Askupa. So Veloya Kimno Baskupa Karmelis for Rosh Hashanah Ma'daris Lefanel. Didn't we say that the case was? Remember, if you remember, the maskana of the case was the Askupa, the doorpost over here, or the porch over here was talking about. It was a Karmelis, and it was going from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And we say the Kimin Da'Gida B'Yadai Afilas Shvus Nami Leka. So we say that the reason over there it's mutter. You can't ask that as a kasha. Because over there it's mutter, because the worst case scenario is an Issa D'Rabbanan. There's nothing, usually gzeira, or sometimes the gzeira of a D'Rabbanan is because by protecting you from doing this Issa D'Rabbanan, it'll prevent you from doing a more serious Issa D'Araisa. But over here there is no Issa D'Araisa involved anyway, because worst case scenario is if the Sefer falls from your hand, you'll carry it from the Rosh Hashanah into the Carmelist, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan anyway. So that's why over there we were matter. So that doesn't prove anything about what typically would be the case of an Issa B'Kedusha outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe really outside of the Beis HaMikdash it's a problem. But over there, by the case of the sefer rolling out of your hands, there was nothing really to protect you from because it was only nisa derabanan. Worst case scenario. As opposed to protecting you from a nisa deraisa. Okay, so that kasha wasn't a good kasha. The Gemara has a different kasha. Esve, I'll ask you a question. Now this is talking about where Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos. And the way they used to roast their carbon Pesach, they used to put it over the fire and they used to let it roast through the night until they were ready to eat it. The problem is that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. On Pesach, it's not a problem. But on Shabbos, you're cooking. So even so, it says, you're allowed to hang it over, you're allowed to hang your carbon Pesach over the oven. As it's getting dark. So it's going to cook on Shabbos. Now, you're not actually cooking on Shabbos because you did it beforehand. It's just going to happen b'meila on Shabbos. And here it's something, it's the sake of a carbon Pesach, but it's happening outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and even so, and we're not afraid, we don't make it usher because maybe you'll play with the coals. So we see once again that even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not goyzer if it's for the sake of Davar Shavu Kedusha. That was the kasha that Rav Safra asked Abaya. Ishtuk kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. So he also became to Rav Yosef. Now remember, Rav Yosef was the one who originally said this distinction and said that outside of the Beis HaMikdash it's going to be usur, and here we have a case that it's going to be mutter. So when Abaya came back to Rav Yosef as Rebbe, Amarle Hachi Amarle Rav Safra, he said, oh, by the way, Rav Safra asked me this kasha, I didn't know how to answer. Amarle, so Rav Yosef said to Abaya, my time aloy tashani le, why don't you answer him? B'nei Chabur was reasoning. Why don't you answer that, generally speaking, when you're dealing with hektish, and stuff that has to be done for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody's very makbid. And as Rashi explains, the reason him is they know the halachas and they know they're not going to do anything asr. So why don't you just say, really, outside of the Beis HaMikdash it's going to be asr. But over here, you're dealing with a Garban Pesach, that the people of B'nai Chaburah's reason, so that's why there's no reason to make a gezerah because people are going to be careful. So Rabbi Yosef said, why don't you give that answer, and that would be the distinction between hanging your Garban Pesach over the fire as opposed to cutting off a yabelis. The Abaya, and Abaya, why didn't he answer this? Because he holds Koyanim's reason, hey, Namrinu. To say the fact that Koyanim, when they know they have to do the Avoida, and they know all the halachas, that we could say. B'nei Chaburah's reason, hey, Namrinu. But to say that everybody in Klal Yisrael is makbid and knows the halacha just because they're in a Chaburah for a Korban Pesach doesn't mean that they actually know something. Because as Rashi says, when you're dealing with everybody, every single person in Klal Yisrael has to bring a Korban Pesach. So that means you're going to be dealing with some people who don't know what they're doing. So to say that we're not going to be makbid, to say that everybody knows what they're doing, it's not shaykh. So koyanim could be his reason, but to say everybody in Klal Yisrael is reason is not shaykh. That's why Abai didn't want to give that teretz. In any event, so that's why Abai was left with a kasha, because here you see a case where outside of the Beis HaMikdash there was no reason, they didn't make a gzeira. So we see that even Davar Shebikdusha is mutter outside of the Beis HaMikdash if it's only Mishum Shvus. That's Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Rav Omar, Rav gives another teretz. They explain the difference between the Braisa in Psachim and our Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Rav Omar Rabbi Eliezer, really our Mishnah here in Erevin, until now we've been assuming that the Stira was a contradiction between the Tanakamo and our Mishnah. But there's no reason to really say that our Mishnah is the Tanakamo. Our Mishnah also is Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar, Machshir Mitzvah Doichinus HaShabbos, like we explained earlier, that when you're dealing with creating something for the sake of doing a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's completely mutter, and that's why our Mishnah holds that it's mutter, and the Mishnah, and as Rabbi Eliezer says, Befeirish in the Braisa, in Psachim also, that it's completely mutter. However, even though things are mutter, so what do you do at the end of our Mishnah that says Bekli is Aser? However much you can change and reduce the Isser, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're makbid to reduce the Isser and make it mutter. And that's why our Mishnah says that if you're doing it with your hand, it's mutter. But to do it with a Kli, where there's an extra level of Isser, so then on Hanami we're going to be makbid, that is going to be Aser. Mahi. Where do we see this concept that even Rabbi Eliezer that says it's mutter tries to reduce the Isser as much as possible? To Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Koye, now this is where I got confused on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is actually talking about an animal. This Braisa is talking about a person. Koye, a Koye also that has, that also the halach is about having a mum as a problem. Sha'olso lo yabeles, that has a wart and it makes him puzzle for avoida. Chaver choit choloi bishina, his friend is able to bite it off with his teeth. And to make him kosher to do the avodah. So we say b'shinovin. First of all, we see that you have to use your teeth. That b'kli loy, but you're not allowed to use a kli. Chaveriin. Also, a friend has to do it. Ihu loy, but he is not allowed to do it himself. So we see that you're supposed to change as much as possible so that you're not doing isr. Now, money. who is the man d'yomer that says that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos? Ilei mirabbanon. If you're talking about that it's going according to the rabbanon, ube mikdash, and you're doing this in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Kibin da'am mirabbanon ba'almo mishum shvos. See, there's also another machlokes that Rashi explains, that between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar about what the Isser is of cutting off the wart. According to the Rabbanon, the Isser really is only a din, is a shvus anyway. It's only a din to Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Elazar, the cutting off the wart is in general an Isser daraisa. It's an av malacha. So, if you want to say that the one who says this business of this friend with his teeth is the Rabbanon, since they hold that the whole Isser in the first place of taking off a ward is only a din to Rabbanon in the first place,
taking off
biyad
is right. That's machlokas, right? The kli, everyone.
Right, the kli is the araisa, but taking it off with your hand is only a din to Rabbanon, is with your hand as opposed to kli, correct? So it's but malihu malichaveri. So why did them, according to the Rabbanon, you're only doing an Isser the Rabbanon in the first place? So what difference does it make whether I do an Issur Rabbanon or my friend does an Issur Rabbanon? It's just as usher for him as it is for me. So why would there be a hakpada that my friend does it? There's no svara according to the Rabbanon that they should make that distinction. There's nothing that the Rabbanon ever said that would warrant us to make that distinction. Elulav Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be that we're going according to Rabbi Elazar. Dharma ba'amachayev chatos. That really this is an Issur daraisa over here involved. Now it would be mutter if he had no other choice. But over here, the reason why we make all these changes is even though you're allowed to do whatever it takes to be able to do a mitzvah on Shabbos, but whatever you could change, you should change. And that's why over here we say, okay, fine, you should do it with your friend, you should do it with your teeth, because whatever you should change, whatever you can change, you should change. So Raya, that Rabbi Elazar holds, that even when it's mutter, you should try to reduce the Yisr. So Gemara says, loy. No, it's not true, it's not Rabbi Elazar. We're going according to the Rabbanon. Now, remember, according to the Rabbanon, the problem was, so why make any changes whatsoever? The also le bekreisei. So, right, the e also bekreisei hachanami. If the wart came out on his front, on his stomach or something, where he could take it off by himself, you're right, he should do it himself. And it happens to be the case of the price is, also le neshicha, the gaboy, where it came out on his back, where he can't reach it, ubatil yodo, the back of his hands, in some place, an area, the ihu loy motzi shakale, where he can't take it off himself. Okay. So that's why the rabbanon over here say this unusual halacha that your friend should do it, you shouldn't do it yourself. So the Gemara says, v'i rabbanon ishkan rele biyad. So, but if you're talking about that his friend is doing it, you should do it with your hand. Why do you have to take it with your teeth? If so, v'tifshet de Rabbi Eliezer. If so, the fact that you have to change this halacha, that you have to take it off with your hand as opposed to your teeth, if so, you should prove that doing it with your hand is going to be a problem. And it should come out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Rabbi Eliezer, machlekes biyat, because it should come out that the machlekes is only if you're using your hand. Aval b'kli dibra kol chayiv. The fact that they had to use your teeth as opposed to your hand must be by the hand is no machlekes that everybody holds that it's usher. Even Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's usher, because if the machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer was even with your hand, then the Rabbanon should have made their point saying with your hand it's mutter. That would have been a chiddush according to the Rabbanon. By the fact that he didn't want to use the hand case and switch to your teeth is a raya that he held with the hand is completely usher. Okay, so according to your svara, that you wanted to answer the Mishnah earlier and say that it was Rabbi Eliezer talking, also why didn't he say that it was with your hand as opposed to with your teeth? Why according to Rabbi Eliezer that says you have to change from an Issur D'Oraisa to Rabbanon, why did he change? Fine, by doing it with your hand it's also only an Issur D'Rabbanon, why did you change to your teeth? So therefore, it must be that the point of saying with your teeth as opposed to your hand was insignificant. So the Gemara says, no, hi, mate, I'll tell you there's a difference. If you explain according to Rabbanon, it makes sense. If you want to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, and the point of the Mishnah, the Brisa, is to tell us change as much as possible. So I understand that we didn't even want to use the hand because we're afraid if you use your hand, you're going to use a kli. So we want to change as much as possible. But if according to the way you want to explain this Brisa, we're going according to the Rabbanon Shita, Rabbanon Nishkalei Nehilei Biyad. There's absolutely no change, there's no significant difference between using your hand, now that we say that the hand is only an Issur D'Rabbanon, and using your teeth, which is an Issur D'Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, there is no distinction. If it's Asur, it's Asur. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. So, according to the Rabbanon, there's no reason, there's no explanation to why the Brisa switched to a case of using your teeth as opposed to using your hands. So, by the fact that the Rabbanon said that you should use your teeth, it doesn't make sense that this brisa would be the Rabbanon talking. However, if you go according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says, as we wanted to explain, that as much as possible to change, you should change. So then it makes sense, because using your hand is an issur d'rabbanon that would make sense to be goyzer otu kli, because a kli is an issur d'oraisa, and we're trying to change as much as possible. By using your teeth, there's no reason to make a gzeira whatsoever. So now, according to Rabbi Lozer's logic, that you should change as much as possible, it makes sense that the brisa says switch to teeth as opposed to using your hands. And now we can explain this brisa according to Rabbi Eliezer. All right, we'll stop here for today, and we'll pick up next week in Mirat Hashem. Well, yeah, next week in Mirat Hashem we'll do the following Mishnah, and then we'll finish off the Masechta the following week. All right, very good.